when you stop eating meat for November and your only goal is to run up the rocky steps of the art museum in Philadelphia with a person who motivates you, you become great at everything. Today on the Get Uncomfortable podcast show.
This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get up. It's time to get it done. Get it done.
It's time to get
uncomfortable. Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get uncomfortable.
Good morning. Good morning, comfort killers. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name, and you're listening to the Get Uncomfortable podcast show with your host. I am. It is a beautiful, cold, nippy, chilly, chilled, brisk day in Philadelphia, and I couldn't be any happier because I have a friend. I have someone who motivated me. I have someone who inspired me. Very early in the startup phase of my company, Rick Lawson, a good friend of mine. And guess what? He actually guest posted on the Comfort Killers domain. Right, that's right. Just go in there, type up Rick Lawson, read his article. Very awesome. It's about sales. Guys, he came to visit me here in Philadelphia. That's why this show will be about 10% shorter, maybe even 50% shorter today, because I gotta go. I gotta go get ready. Today, I'm going to run up those rocky steps. You know, I have been in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia area, for 3 years. In Philadelphia itself for 2 years. And I never ran up the rocky steps. That's crazy. I am always feeling like an underdog in this whole industry, right? When I came out, The first month, February 2016, I came out, started writing articles, underdog, right? Totally, like no one knows me. And I never thought that, you know what, let me run up them damn steps of significance, right? So today I'm going to do that, and I'm doing it with a person that contacted me very early on in the startup phase. Rick Lawson said, "Stacey, I see what you're doing. I love what you're doing. How can I be a part of it? I want to help you." You know, and then we started calling each other in an accountability call every week. It was maybe Wednesdays. And, you know, it was more of what I was doing. And I was saying, "Hey, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to do." And every day I would do it. And then the next week we would talk to each other again. And it was beautiful because I opened my calendar up. I wanted advice. I wanted feedback. I wanted people to see. I wanted people to know who I was. And it kind of took shape. But here's the whole irony in the entire scope of life is that Rick and his fiance, of course, are in Philadelphia on business because, you know, I invited them to the show, which I'm going to put out on Grant Cardone TV episode. And also you'll see it on CKTV. And maybe a day or so, because I'm very actionable. So he's staying at the hotel which held the seminar that I walked out of on February 14th when I got totally just rejuvenated with life. I walked out the seminar and I never looked back. I started this company. Ladies and gentlemen, you might not know, but I lost my voice, right? I'm a little hoarse on this end, but my voice is actually coming back. So that's why I sound like this. I sound like a crazy, right? It's all good, though. But the irony in the situation is that someone that believed in me, that saw that what I was doing, that knew it was going to get to this point and even bigger, is staying at the hotel that held the seminar which I walked out of to start this company. Now he's here on business for this company, staying at that hotel. I believe that that is a universal, just crazy, wow, inspiring, the manifestation of a full circle. If you believe in that, Shit, believe in everything. Because it is what we do on a daily basis that makes us great. Discipline. The act of writing your goals down. The act of, you know what? Today is the perfect day to run up those rocky steps. It doesn't matter how brisk it is outside. It doesn't matter how cold. It doesn't matter who's president. It doesn't matter who you voted for, who your mother voted for, who your friend voted for. That's not the purpose. Here's the purpose. The purpose is, are you on purpose? Are you getting up every day, or is the TV blocking that? Is that now the blockade to your goals, to your dreams? Is now being in a conversation, not even an argument, around the presidential election and the candidates? Hey, why didn't you run for president? This is what I say. If you have so much to say, why did not you, your name was on the ballot? Okay, listen, my thing here is, I don't care. At the end of the day, you become great at everything. Today, you get uncomfortable. Start doing the opposite of what you've been doing. And if you take a stock, and if you take an audit on your life, even just last week, even just yesterday, what have you been doing to achieve greatness? Because greatness isn't a big box wrapped in red freaking gift wrap with a bow on the top. It doesn't come at your door in an Amazon package. You know what great is? Great is those small actionable items that you hit your targets on a daily basis. If you get up and say you want to go to the gym, then you do it, because that's great. If you say that you want to eat healthier, if you want to start controlling your finances and being in a better relationship with your family and friends, it's what you do every day that leads to the greatness. You are great already. You don't have to try to be great. You're already great. But here's the deal. We're doing things that lessens our greatness. We're doing things that makes us feel like we are inferior. We are incompetent. We can't achieve anything, because what we're doing doesn't resonate with success. What we are doing is blocking it, hiding it. You cannot achieve greatness on Facebook in a hashtag. No one cares. I am Stacey A. Cross. And in this message today, I want you to get out of, get up, get out, and get it done. Whatever you say that makes you great, go out there and do it. You don't need permission, okay? Give yourself permission. You don't need permission from anyone else to do something spectacular today. You don't. So that's why I'm running up the rocky steps with a friend of mine who has inspired me the entire way through. And this universal action, this universal support that said, Stace, he's going to stay in the same hotel which held the seminar that you walked out of with a big goal, with a big mission on your shoulder. You started a company the moment you walked out of the seminar. Your friend is going to stay there. That's great.